It's been an interesting day at wide receiver. Couple big news items coming out. Obviously, Seattle, kind of the headline team here, but also to a lesser extent, Jacksonville. But let's talk about Seattle here. So the two news items for the Seattle wide receivers, first and foremost, the team decided to release Tyler Lockett. It's not a huge surprise here at where he is at this point in his career, at where he was with his contract. You know, this all makes sense. The other one may be a little bit more surprising, and maybe I'll just start with that. DK Metcalf has requested a trade, and it sounds like the Seahawks have granted him permission here to seek a trade. This is pretty seismic. And apparently, really, a lot of this comes down to sort of a long-term outlook, but also the desire to play for a team in contention for Metcalf. Shots fired at Seattle here, but I mean, I guess I see what he means. You have Geno Smith at quarterback. I like Geno Smith, don't get me wrong, but the odds of Geno Smith taking you to the promised land, winning a Super Bowl, pretty long odds there. So I get that part. We also saw the emergence of Jaxon Smith-Njigba, where DK Metcalf entering last year was clearly the number one wide receiver for that team. Exiting, I think it's debatable. Now, on the surface, first and foremost, will a trade get done? I mean, maybe. There are teams out there who need wide receivers, and if you are a wide receiver who wants to get traded, as Deebo Samuel just showed us, well, this is kind of the year for that. This is kind of the year to do it. The NFL draft is not chock full of wide receivers. Now, there are some interesting names, don't get me wrong. I'm digging Emeka Ebuka. I really think, and depending on what Travis Hunter does, I mean, obviously he would be one of the headliners. I think Matthew Golden is really interesting, especially after he went out and went sub 4.3 at the combine. But still, there are teams in need of wide receiver. There aren't a ton of wide receivers in the draft class that are overly appealing. So yeah, maybe something gets done here. And maybe that marks the line in the sand for Seattle in terms of, you know, let's blow this thing up and let's start rebuilding. You have a couple foundational pieces. Obviously, Jaxon Smith-Njigba is one of those foundational pieces. There is more than just smoke here. This legitimately could happen. Now, we can't really do anything for Metcalf's fantasy value until ultimately something does or doesn't happen. Oh, and by the way, this would be something that would happen before the NFL draft, because they're doing this. If they were going to do it, they're doing it for draft picks, right? They're doing it for draft capital. It just makes no sense to acquire draft capital for next year. You want it this year if you're losing the guy right now. You know, that just makes sense. So we'll attack that if and when it happens. But in terms of Tyler Lockett, I mean, the dude has had such a great career. I don't want to act like he's retiring already. I do think he lands somewhere, but you know, the arrow is pointing down, and it has been over the last two seasons. He hit 1,000 yards at 30 years old in 2022. Obviously now north of 30, and the numbers have declined. Last year, just 49 catches despite playing in all 17 games, 14 starts, went for 600 yards, 2 touchdowns. Signs of decline, right? It happens quickly, unfortunately. I think this probably will be his last year. Like I said, I do think he catches on somewhere. Maybe he's a 3, maybe even not that. But there are some wide receiver needy teams who easily could, you know, they could sign him right now. This is very similar to the Davante Adams stuff. Like, he's released. But overall, that stretch from 2019 to 2022, 4 straight 1,000-yard seasons. He had a 100-catch season in there. And if we go back to 2018, look at the touchdown productivity. 10, 8, 10, 8, 9. Over a 5-year span, quietly one of the, you know, he was one of the best, like, under-the-radar wide receivers of that generation. And that was one where my former employee definitely nailed. PFF loved Tyler Lockett coming into the league. A little bit of a slow start, but once he hit in 2018, he had 965 yards from there. Didn't look back for a while, just quietly very good for fantasy as well over that span of time. Now, the other name here in terms of wide receivers who was released is Christian Kirk. So I can't say I'm really shocked by this, especially because, you know, we have a guy who does make it's not an outlandish sum of money, but a decent chunk of change. You have a new regime, complete new regime, not just coaching, but general manager. Obviously, this team got quite young at general manager, Jacksonville did. And so we have a remaking here. You have Brian Thomas Jr., you have Parker Washington, and in a lot of ways, Parker Washington, who is not, he's not a rock star by any sense, but I think he could be a starting caliber wide receiver, kind of makes Christian Kirk redundant. Like, you don't need Christian Kirk necessarily, especially at his price tag. Kirk came over in 2022. He got paid in free agency that year, and immediately, you know, he paid some dividends, but then over the last two seasons, because he had 1,100 yards in 2022, eight touchdowns, 84 catches. But in the last two seasons, really not much of anything. Injuries last year managed to play in just eight games. So that's been a big problem for him over the last 2 years. Will he land somewhere else? Probably. Will he be fantasy relevant again? I doubt it. Now, as far as Jacksonville, we know they're going to run through Brian Thomas Jr., and that's a good idea. You know, Liam Cohen, do that. Build this thing around Trevor Lawrence getting the ball to Brian Thomas Jr. as much as possible. He is in a very good spot to produce, just like Jaxon Smith-Njigba is now in a very good spot, and it could be even better if DK Metcalf is out of there. Now, they're very different players, don't get me wrong, but there are players who show us very much that the future is now in fantasy football at wide receiver and in the NFL at wide receiver. The future is now. So a couple veterans getting cut loose here, Tyler Lockett, Christian Kirk, and stay tuned on that DK Metcalf trade potential. We shall see. Hey, go check out ftnfantasy.com. Remember, follow along with me on Twitter, X, @JeffRatcliffe. It's the same thing on Instagram. I'll catch you soon for another one.